Adila was looking through her old diary and letters and had come across a letter from Hana, an Afghani girl who had been partnered with her in a letter exchange program. Adila cannot understand why her diary is blank, especially after the simple, heart-wrenching appeal from Hana to help her in the last letter, which has been left unopened till now. She calls Layla in an attempt to solve the mystery.
Layla, hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, salam, Adi. How are you, Appa?
I'm fine, and I see you've been talking to your beau from that word.
Come on now, don't your students call you that? I bet you don't lecture them for that.
Yeah, they do, but without an insinuating tone.
Oh my, I can see your fast has caught you today. Think of it this way. All you madrasa graduates complain that we look down on you guys. So, I'm giving you the respect you deserve by calling you Appa.
I wonder where this respect was before you met a certain... Call me Zach. All my friends do.
It was waiting to be awakened, you see. He already has a positive effect on me. Anyway, what's up?
Do you remember I used to write to that girl in Afghanistan 4 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I remember. You made me take you shopping to buy a locket or a chain or something for her. I used to try and avoid you back then. You were like one of the most boring teenagers on earth. Although... you did get cooler after that.
That's it. That's the answer.
What on earth are you talking about?
I'll call you back later, cuz. But thanks for solving my mystery. I need to go pick Ma up now.
Sure. I think that kajur you're eating must have fermented.
Respect in today's society has been redefined by wealth. If a family is well-to-do, never mind that there is no deen apparent in their lives, we call them a respectable family, or characterize them as upstanding members of the community. Since when does a fat bank balance give you value? Sadly, those that are deserving of being respected are treated in a despicable manner, especially the way we treat the ulama. Is an alim less deserving of our good manners than somebody with the title doctor? This is a sickness Naeem Bhai, the man Mulana Junaid works for, suffers from, as we will observe shortly.
Mamaji, I came to pick you up because I thought you might need a lift home since Adila has the car today.
Jazakallah, beta. That is very thoughtful of you. But I won't be able to come with you now.
But it's almost Maghrib time.
Gee, but Naeem Bhai wants me to have iftar here.
What?
He did give me ijazah to go read Maghrib and return early.
That doesn't make it right. How can he do this? It's Ramadan, for goodness sake. I thought people were supposed to be more kind in this month.
Never mind, Yusuf. He did say he would pay me for overtime, and I need that money to pay for Adila's studies and the car. So, I have to work.
Mamaji, why must you work so hard? I could give you the money. Alhamdulillah, I'm earning well, and it's more than enough for a single guy.
No, beta, I can never take anything from my nephew. And don't ever suggest it again, hey? Anyway, you must start saving for marriage, man.
Don't worry about that. We'll worry about that after Ramadan. Do you have anything to break your fast with? Where's Naeem? Isn't he also staying till late?
No, he's already gone home. I'll just buy something from you, don't worry about it.
You can't possibly have chips or chocolate for iftar. Wait, I'll go get something from Chotima. If I flow it, I can be there and back in 5 minutes.
Adila, leave your books now and let's read Talim.
Coming, Ma.
Did you read Quran today, or did you just sit with those books, Adila?
I didn't get a chance to read Quran, but I'm going to after Maghrib till Abba comes home for supper.
Your father comes home at his own sweet time. I have a good mind to eat before he comes. Now who's there just before Maghrib? Better not be Khairun Kala from next door. Oh, Yusuf, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Maaf, but I'm in a bit of a rush. Mamaji has to work overtime today, so if he has something for iftar, I'll take it for him.
What? Overtime? And he didn't even tell me about it. I'm always last to come to know about everything.
Maaf, Chotima, but I'm in a bit of a rush.
Okay, Adila, quickly wrap up something for your father's iftar. So how come you know your uncle's working overtime and I don't, Yusuf?
I went to pick him up and he told me so.
Oh, I see.
Here's the iftar, Ma.
Here, Yusuf. Tell your uncle I'll be waiting for him.
Well, do that, Chotima. Salams.
See, Ma, you wanted to eat before Abba comes home, and now you got your wish. Be careful what you wish for.
I wish for you to zip your big mouth and start reading Talim.
That would be impossible. How am I going to read with a zipped mouth?
Did they teach you to be rude in madrasa? Or is this matric having an effect on you? On second thoughts, you were always such a rude child, but at least now it's a bit toned down.
Whoa, so I detect a backhanded compliment from my mother? Ramadan truly is a month of miracles. Okay, don't give me those dirty looks. I'm going to read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to this effect. Whoever fasts during the month of Ramadan with a firm faith and hoping for reward, his past and future sins will be forgiven.
Balance. Something we all need to find and implement. Along with ibadah, there must be good character. For bad character wipes out good deeds. Parents often should reflect on the tone our children speak to us. Is it not a reflection of the way we speak to them? And as children, we have the ability of breaking the negative circle by responding to our parents in a gentle manner. You have the choice not to carry the negative inheritance your parents leave you with. All relationships should be colored by good akhlaq. On the flip side, we have another mindset which many people use to justify their actions, like Faisal.
Kuri, I'm home. What do you have after Tarawih?
I made tiramisu.
Tiramisu, that's all?
I didn't know you will be home early tonight. Otherwise, I would have made extra desserts. These past few nights, no one was even here to eat dessert, and it just got wasted.
What's the big deal, man? Just give it to the maid or chuck it in the bin. We can afford to have dessert every night. We are rich. Kuri, why is this table so scratched?
It's a couple of years old now, Faisal.
So order a new one on the net if you don't have time to go buy one. A nice cherry wood or oak. Try to do it before next week because I want to invite the committee guys for an after Tarawih snack. The election for who will remain on the committee is coming up and I need to impress them.
So I guess I'll have to prepare a feast for this after Tarawih snack. But I'm sure they would need you as a member. After all, they need your money.
You know, that's why I thought my position is safe. But we have the smart Alec, who I haven't met as yet, who wrote and suggested that the committee be made up of people who are committed to Islam outwardly and inwardly. Who the hell does this guy think he is? All these guys with their big beards and kurtas are the worst, Gori. Do you know what deal they are making and skirting on the side? This guy, whoever he is, seems to have impressed the main mamus.
But you donate so much to the orphanage and the madrasa. Where do these men and women who look pious give? They just make me sick when they think they are better than us. Like someone I know, who reads Quran the whole day. But if I could see her heart, I bet it would be blacker than a starless night. We are not hypocrites who cover our faces, but we are full of jealousy and pride. At least our hearts are clean.
Oh, how do we judge if our hearts are clean? Let's stop using that phrase to comfort ourselves that it's okay not to dress the sunnah way. After all, whose heart could have been purer than the Sahaba?
I know exactly what you mean, Gori. But what must I do if my skin breaks out in a rash when I grow a beard? Oh, I see. Leila is at home tonight. Her car is outside.
Gee, I think her friends don't want to go out tonight. She said she's tired. She must be already in bed.
So, Doc, what are you up to? I'm exhausted. Had a pretty hectic day at work.
Yeah, just as well we didn't go out tonight. Studying for my preps is really messing my head up. And the cardiology lecture is a terror. And he marks us down ruthlessly.
Oh, I had a lecturer like that. But I bribed her by inviting her to my 21st birthday bash. It was a huge party, so I didn't even have to see her. I just made sure she gets a lovely gift bag before she leaves.
Now that's just brilliant. Let me guess, she was your best friend after that, right?
Oh, totally. And every paper I wrote after that, I knew I didn't have to worry.
I think I should try that out with my prof. But my parents wouldn't smack the idea of a 21st for me. They're a bit conservative.
Talking about conservative, I see like 10 messages from my cousin. Let me see what she wants, and I'll call you back.
Oh, don't forget to ask about Saturday night.
Sure. Ciao. Yes, Adi. What's so urgent? You're disturbing my convo with Prince Charming.
Prince Charming, I see he's soaring upwards in your esteem. Does he like having a sugar mummy?
Ha ha. You're so not funny. A 3-year gap is no big deal. And we're on the same wavelength, so there.
Whatever floats your boat, guys. Anyway, remember earlier I asked you if you recalled about that girl I wrote to in Afghanistan? Well, I just couldn't understand how communication between us died. But you gave me the answer. You said I was boring, and then I got cool. And I realized that was the time I started watching movies.
Oh, yeah. You finished the seasons of all my favorite sitcoms in record time. And what about all the times you came to sleep over, and you would eat popcorn and cry over another Shah Rukh Khan tearjerker? Ah, those were the days, hey, Adi. We should do it again soon. Why did we ever stop?
That's exactly why I stopped bothering writing to Hannah. I got so caught up with music and movies, and that led to other sins, that my passion for Deen and Jihad died rapidly. How I regret it. Just one movie, and I was hooked.
Yeah, you are a worse movie addict than I was. I'm surprised your father didn't discover your stash. The PC is quite a blessing in disguise, hey? Just hit exit and pretend to be researching.
Well, I'm going to make up for using the PC in all the wrong ways by trying to find out what happened to Hannah and her husband. The internet should hopefully help.
Uh-oh. Bore alert. Before you become boring again, live a little dangerously through me. Cover up for me on Saturday night, will you? I'm going to Casablanca with Zach.
What? Layla, you've got to be joking. It's Ramzan, for heaven's sake. How can you go clubbing? And there's no way I'm covering for you.
Come on, Adi. I'm not going to be taking drugs or something. We just want to let our hair down for a bit after a stressful week. Just for a few hours. My folks are cool, but clubs are off limits for them.
As well they should be. I repeat, I'm not going to tell your mom you're with me if she asks.
Well, you leave me with only one option then. I've got a certain incriminating picture of you, and my thumb is on the send button to your dad and mum.